RSN Central's Form Express.
Now, there's a few SMSs coming through about whether tabs are open and whether you can place a cash bet this weekend for Cox Plate Day. Now, unfortunately, health orders from the Victorian government say that you're not allowed to do that, and that they're not allowing you to go and have a cash bet at your local pub or your tab outlet, which is a little frustrating. But I know, I think our minister's been trying to lobby the health department to change those regulations, but unfortunately that's not the case. We have to wait till we get 80% vaccinated. So, and I know that it's frustrating for the punters out there, especially when you go to the pub and you've got your mates and you want to have a palm and you want to have a bet. But all you need to do, guys, is download the Tab app, open up a Tab account. There's great offers for Tab holders if they go to their local venue. So there's terrific offers if you do that. So just download the Tab app. A couple more weeks of just betting on your phone, and then we can get the cash back and have a bet at the pub shortly. So that's the story. It's the world we live in, and we just have to obey by those rules and wait until they open up those tabs, which isn't far away. Hopefully it's by next week, Derby Day. It's 11:23. Let's hear what Harry White has to say regarding his best bets, quaddy and play of the day.
Hopefully, best bet race 4, number 7, Imminent Risk. Value race 6, number 3, Helmerton. Quaddy, first leg 4.78. Second leg 2.369. Third leg 2.37.10. Last leg 1.36.11. Play of the day, we'll have an all up. Race 2, number 7, into race 7, number 7, Bella Royale.
So that's Harry White's tips there at Echuca. Here's Mark Guest's best bets there at Moonee Valley tonight.
Quaddy, 6.578. First leg into 8.25.10. 4.9.6.11 and 9.11.7 and 8. My best, race 1, number 6, Marine 1, and race 3, number 5, Maya Shakti. And my each way bets are race 2, number 4, and race 6, number 8.
Tonight at Moonee Valley, it is the Manikato Stakes, and it's the feature race tonight. It's a Group 1 over the 1,200 metres, of course. And Jonker will be representing Queensland, trained by their leading trainer, Tony Golan. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Is Jonker ready to go?
Well, I hope so.
Yep.
I haven't seen him in about 7 weeks. He's been away, but he's had a really, really difficult spring, to be honest. He left here in terrific shape, and he had some pretty good excuse, I thought, first up down the straight. He didn't pull up well in an offline spec lock, which was marginal, but he just ended up on the wrong part of the track, and he just didn't seem to handle that straight race. He went back to Sydney, and everything presented well, and he just didn't get the right run in transit in what was a very, very good form race. And Peter and Paul Snowden have done a great job looking after the horse, and they're very confident with the way that he's prepared for tonight. He's been to Moonee Valley, had a look around. He worked well at Flemington on Tuesday. He certainly goes there in good order. So he looks great. They're confident the way the horse has come through his last run in Sydney, which was probably nothing more than a barrier trial. And he probably brings the right form away from this spring to this sort of race.
And do you think he'll enjoy the valley tonight?
He seemed to enjoy it on Saturday. When they work out quite wide, but yep, it's always a bit difficult for them to get a bit of a handle on how they are getting around it. But he looked to be getting around it beautifully. He let out and he's galloped to the inside. And he normally a horse in that sort of situation could be a bit lost, but he looked to be getting on his right leg beautifully. He looked really good through the line. And he, with all the work that Pete and Paul have done with him, you know, on his Melbourne leg, he just got better and better and better. And he really, you'd think his racing pattern and the way that he is, that he's tailor-made for a track like Moonee Valley, to be honest. But I guess he's got to get there and do it under pressure tonight.
We know Savitou XL's got pace, but he does look the early leader here. Is that how you see it, Tony?
I definitely would like to see that. I would like to see him kick up underneath him and lead the other day in Sydney. And I think if Nash had his time again, he would have done that. He elected to let that sort of speed go from the wide draw, albeit them two leaders did weaken back, and that's where we got held up in behind them. I think tonight, we've raced Savitou XL before, albeit that was on our home turf, not so much going down to his, so to speak, tonight. And we were much faster than him early and able to take up a prominent position. So we're going to try and ride him to his strengths tonight, which is his overall speed, getting out, controlling races and kicking off it. So they're the instructions. When the gate's open, look, it's up to the general to work out what way he will go. But the instructions are from Peter and myself are to be positive, to try and take control of this race early.
What about over the weekend, mate? You got a couple of chances tonight on the Sunshine Coast. You got a host of chances at Doomben on a Saturday afternoon. Do you have any betting propositions for us?
I don't think there's too much going on tonight. The new filly that the stable she brings, it looks a bit interesting in the low grade staying race, but we'd like you to know her a bit better. But tomorrow we've got some nice horses. I think Tiger Heart's a really nice horse. Got a nice low draw, and we're still getting plenty of rain and storms around here, so that sort of ground wouldn't worry him. Run for Glory is always, you know, really competitive sort of horse as well. But we're the usual sort of, you know, pretty strong team in tomorrow at Doomben. I'd be disappointed if we couldn't walk away with a winner or two amongst them.
All right, mate. Go and get them tonight with this Group 1 with Jonker and the Matacado Stakes. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, guys. Cheers, mate.
There's Tony Golan there. Let's hear what Dave Eustace has to say about Marine 1.
Marine 1 is a nice horse. He's sharp. He's got a good turn of foot. And he's a horse we're looking forward to getting there tonight. I think he's probably our best chance of the weekend.
So Marine 1 goes around in the first race. Nice and early there at Moonee Valley. And you can get around $2.50 for that gallop. But Dean Yendall takes the ride. Back to the Manicato. Let's hear what Calvin McAvoy has to say about Savva to Excel.
He's shown that he's informed. It is a very, very good Scalacci win. I respect the field. Jonker's a very quick horse. Obviously, they've got a big opinion of Sneaky 5. Lombardo's done nothing wrong. It's one of his last three. And he's very effective around the valley, but I feel like our horse is a class runner. And Luke Curry knows him well. He just needs to bounce, and hopefully he can get into a good spot. He likes to always try and find the rail. I think he'll be an effective Moonee Valley horse, albeit I would have loved him to draw one or two, you know. But he's in terrific order, and he's bouncing around. And, let's hope he can win on Manicato.
Here's Mick Price on Lombardo.
He's got a lot going for him, you know. He's think like 84 win was okay. He's listed race win was okay. He gets around Moonee Valley for a big horse. He needs a trouble free run. He wouldn't want to be getting held up, you know. He's not that sort of horse to really sit and spin. He's a building 1200 metre horse, so I think if Jai can get him rolling nicely, he'll definitely be in the money. It's just a matter of whether who's good enough on the night, I suppose.
He's Dave Eustace on his four runners in the Manicato.
Going to come down to who gets the right run, and Bella and Crystal are drawn to do that. Bella and Nepotina would definitely benefit from the rain coming, which there's a bit of a doubt whether it's going to come in time for tonight, and that could make the ground very quick. And if that's the case, then the other three will handle that a little bit better. So, you know, I'm fence-sitting big time, but I'd probably lean towards Bella and Sneaky 5.
They're racing at Cootamundra in New South Wales today. Of course, the feature race there is the Cootamundra Cup. And Ian Humphreys joins us now to help us back a winner at Cootamundra. Hello to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start?
Race 6, the lightly race, number 7, going really well. Just beaten last start. Looks suited, doffing back to 1,100 metres. No problems on the wet track for her. So race 6, number 7. And then we'll go to race 8. Number 8, Revelers. I think he's the one to beat in a pretty ordinary finish to the day. Both his runs this time have been good. And from barrier 3, will get every chance today. So he's the second best, race 8, number 8. The quaddy of the first leg will take numbers 1, 3, 5 and 9. Second leg, just 4 and 7. Third leg, 1, 3, 5, 8. And come home with 1, 8 and 10.
Good on you, Ian. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
At Cootamundra today in the first race, RSN 927's very own and RSN Central's very own. The host of Beer and Skittles, the co-host these days, of course, Mitchell Beer, he joins us now because he has a runner going around in the opening race. And because we're not tipping it on Beer and Skittles, that means it's an excellent chance still. And I speak of Super Adobe, and he joins us now. Hello to you, Mitch.
G'day, Hawley. Yes, no, if it misses the Tuesday wrap, it's... certainly short in the markets.
Geez, the whispers on the SMS here on RSN 927, they are asking myself to ask Mitch, what about Super Adobe? Is it a big chance in that first race?
I reckon we can get the cash early. Money for the Canberra horse. Scary, but I reckon it'll take a decent one to beat it. He got a long way back in first start. from a bad barrier over 900 metres, and his last 100 was absolutely excellent. So drawn better today, out to the 1100, I think it'd be terribly hard to beat.
Can the daughter of Deep Field win it, Cootamundra, Rednubula?
Yeah, I thought she had every chance the other day at Albury. She sort of presented at the, as the winner halfway down the straight, but I think she'll be sort of better suited at the seven furlongs. She sort of just went at the one speed from the 600 to the winning post. So she doesn't strike an overly strong race, and she certainly gets her opportunity.
And Perfect Illusion at $13 in the Cootamundra Cup.
Yeah, I'd be pretty disappointed if he didn't run well first up. Obviously, his form reads over a hell of a lot further. But first up last time in a decent race at Kembla Grange, he ran third, and that run would have him in the first three today. So he's trialled up well behind some pretty smart horses in the area. He's fit enough for the mile. He's certainly a good place champ.
Go and get them today, Mitch. We wish you the best of luck and enjoy the Cootamundra canteen as well.
We'll have a report Tuesday morning.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Mitch. There's Mitch Beer. Shane Montgomery's done the form for us at Scone. G'day, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. The boss, Matt, has told me to keep this short and sweet. Yes. Apparently, we've got time against us.
All right, then, mate. Then you take it away. We've got to listen to Matt when he's got the whip cracking.
And he certainly gave me the instructions. Mate, in race seven, number five, Valorum, who's resuming with gear changes made. I think Valorum's worth a bet today. And another horse that's resuming in the last, number 10, Lady River. She's had two goes at Scone on a home track. She's won them both, and I'm hoping that she can do the right thing by us again today. So that's race seven, number five, Valorum. Race eight, number 10, Lady River. In the quaddie, in the first leg, in saddle cloth order, 2, 8, 11, and 13. In the second leg, 2, 3, 4, and 6. The third leg, 1, 5, 6, and 12. And in the last leg, 1, 9, 10, and 15.
Sensational, Shane. Let's hope
thank you.
Your horses run as quick as you just did that. Well done.
Okay, thank
you. Shane Montgomery. Howard Waltz has done the form tonight for us at the Sunshine Coast. Good morning to you, Howard.
Morning to you, Gareth. We're going to start off nice and early so we can get to bed and freshen up for the weekend. Race one, number seven, Outback Gladiator. This horse was very good last start. Uncharacteristically, missed it by 6 lengths and really didn't get out till 150 and then motored home to finish third. It's an extra 200 metres. It's absolute D-Day for him running 1,800, but the way he found the line last start off a cold ride with Tiff Booker aboard is the value, I thought. Race one, number seven, Outback Gladiator. And then race two, number 454 Squares. This was a nice go first up, something like $26 to $10, covered ground, and was far too good, winning by almost 2 lengths. Lightly raced mare, just a 5-star. She's second up here, trained on the track. I think she's got scope, and this isn't a hard race to win. So race two, number 454 Squares. And for the night owls, here's your quaddie, Gareth.
Yep.
2, 4, 9, 10 into 2, 6, 12 into 2, 4, 6 into 7 and 9.
Love it. Enjoy and sleep well after dominating at the Sunshine Coast, Howard.
We're all out and about. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Howard Walter. Michael Charge joins us. Good morning to you, Chargey. Where do we start with your specials at Mackay?
Oh, well, we don't dig a hole today, Gareth. That's for starters. We're at the graveyard, but okay. We'll sort them today. Look, I've got two value bets to finish the day, actually. So race seven, horse one, Better Days Ahead. I'm sure there is. Never fired at all first up at Bowen, but I think we forgive that. Go back to some good form last time in. I like the engagement of a senior rider today from a good gate. I think he'll bounce handy, and he'll be a great each-way shot. Race seven, horse one, Better Days Ahead. And that rolls us into race eight, horse number seven, Great Fox. Yeah, like the addition of Brad Pengelly. Gate one, she's probably a little bit of a query at the 1,300 metres, but with B. Pengelly on board from a good gate, I think she's going to give this an almighty shake, and he'll save her up. He'll get the right running transit, and we can shop her each way till the cows come home as well. So race eight, horse seven. So race seven, horse one, race eight, horse seven, back each way.
All right, mate. Can we give you a quaddy just quickly?
A quaddy? Yeah, I can. First leg race five, I'm 8, 1, and 6. Second leg race 6, 4, 3, and 1. Third leg race 7, 1, 4, and 12. And the last leg race 8, 7, 1, and 8.
Good on you, Chargey. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
Racing at Gawler in South Australia this afternoon. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. Take it away with your best bets, please.
We'll kick it off in race three with the 12 Gracie Bird. She's had a couple of runs back now this prep. Look, I've liked her at both runs, and she's probably just needed those efforts. She stepped from 1,200 up to 1,600 last time out, and that should have topped her off nicely for the 1,700-metre contest today. Look, she's a class horse. We've seen her go around in much better races than this, and this looks a lovely event for her to open up her winning account. So in race three, we're pretty keen on 12 Gracie Bird. We then roll into race four. I think number two, Harbouring's the one to beat. Look, he's deep into a campaign, but he's racing well. He comes off of a last start second. It was a good effort. He's seven-day backup, so he's obviously done well for the stable to back him up that quickly, and he's got the potential to settle, you know, off of what looks to be a strong speed. So he looks suited for line two, race four, number two, Harbouring. And the other horse we like comes up in race six, number one, Larkin. Look, he's a city-class galloper who's just sort of lost his way a little bit. I've played around with his gear today. He gets the tongue tie added and a few other important gear changes. Doesn't look to me much speed in this race, so I'm expecting him to settle figure prominently. They've elected to run him here today instead of contesting a race tomorrow. Even money, that looks a good bet. So the three horses we like are race three, the 12, race four, the two, and race six, number one. And our quaddie, we go one and three the first leg, one and two the second, 1, 7, 9, 11 in the third leg, and 2, 4, and 11 in the last.
Love it, Nadia. Good luck.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn there. Pete Staples, welcome back. Launceston tonight. And, of course, that meeting's alongside of the Moonee Valley meeting, the Sunshine Coast meeting. So looking forward to that, Pete. But how do we back a winner, more importantly?
Well, I think Johnny Blacker can get a race-to-race double in races three and four. In race three, he's got his grey filly, Champagne Cinders. And she was pretty unlucky last start. She wasn't given all that much of a chance to win. I spoke to him in Hobart yesterday, and he's really cock-a-hoop about her chances to break through. Siggy Carr takes the ride, drawn the outside gate, but John says that's a bonus, and I think it is too. She won't get any stripes. She'll jump straight out and hopefully just get straight across. She'll lead, and she'll just go all the way. So race three, number nine, Champagne Cinders. And in the fourth race, number seven, Power Magnum. I just can't see a danger in this race for him. Both of these were decent two-year-olds last year that couldn't break through. So Power Magnum, he was a terrific run last start, and he gets his chance to win race four, number seven. And if you wanted to go three all up, then whatever you can get about DeRoche, race five, number one. She's the absolute Monty of the night, race five, number one, DeRoche. She's back from her Melbourne trip. She had a couple of little issues that Barry had to deal with when she came back, so obviously she wasn't right over there. And he says he's very confident that she's back to where she needs to be to win this race. So it's race three, number nine, race four, number seven, and then if you want to do the extra, race five, number one, DeRoche.
Good on you, Pete. Thanks for that.
Cheers, mate.
Now, Bear Robertson was sensational for us yesterday, and I'll read out his tips. Because we've got a little issue here, so we can't get him on, but I'll read out his tips. Race 9, number 1, Wellborough is the best at 225. And race 2, number 4, Yabraco each way. So race 9, number 1, race 2, number 4. And he's got a roughie at 100 to 1, would you believe? Race 3, Mikey, number 6. Now, Bear tipped three winners for us there yesterday at Hobart. So we had a lot of SMSs coming through. Where's Bear Robertson? We'll get him on next week 100% when we fix up a little problem. But, yeah, there you go, Bear. And, yeah, looking forward to the wedding as well. So race 9, number 1, race 2, number 4, and race 3, number 6 at 100 to 1. His selections tonight at Launceston. Harness Racing tonight from Mildura. Luke Humphreys, hello to you.
Hello to you, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets, please, and then a quaddie?
Yeah, can do. So I've got two specials as best bets. And look, I think Murrinjay Track, it's a golden chance to get back into the winner's list tonight, race 8, number 8. I am not surprised that he... I wasn't expecting him to be favourite because, obviously, Rick Riley's a Douglas horse, and it's one run at Mildura, it went like the wind, so I'm not surprised that it's favourite, but I still think Murrinjay Track surely has to be the one to beat. The weakest fast class race we've had at Mildura in my 2.5 years of calling here. Okay. So look, he's been very good in defeat recently. So look, I think he really gets the chance to win tonight. So race 8, number 8. The other one I marked as a special, race 3, number 2, Havana. 3 Victorian starts, 3 wins, done it well each time. And I can't see any reason why she shouldn't be able to progress and win again. So she's the other special. And the value, Gareth, is a horse by the name of Surface, race 4, number 10. Okay. Needs the race run to suit. But look, his 2 Victorian wins, he's a good sprinter. And look, I thought if the pace was on, you know, he's going pretty well, and his run last start, splitting darts for me and Annie Mardo was pretty good form for this, I thought. So race four, number 10. I think he's the value. The quaddy, race five, the first leg. We're going to go eight ferocious, someone out, he's in the first leg. The second leg, we'll go with numbers 2, 4, and 7. That's in race six. Third leg, race seven, is 1, 8, and 10. And that fourth leg, race 8, 3, and 8. So 5, 2, 4, 7, 1, 8, 10, 3, and 8. And I think it's around $20 for the full unit with the best bet, race 8, number 8. Next best, race 3, number 2. And the value, race 4, number 10.
Good on you, Luke. Get up, Surface.
Thanks, Gareth.
There we go. There's Luke Humphries there. Gold Trip won't run in the Cox Plate, according to Ben Sproul. This is confirmed now after failing a last-minute vets check this morning. The French import was inspected by RV Vets on Friday morning after showing signs of lameness, and he's off four and off hind leg on Thursday. Trainers Kira Maher and David Eustace have always maintained they believe the horse is fit to run, with the horse passing all scans mandated by Racing Victoria. So that's the report that has just hit racing.com from Ben Sproul. So Gold Trip is out of the WS Cox Plate. George Ferrugia joins us now, racing at Geelong, and it's heats of the Cranbourne Cup tonight. George Ferrugia, hello to you.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. We'll start at Geelong, and then I want your thoughts at Cranbourne, please.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two we like at Geelong. Race 7, number 8, a greyhound called Boom Out. Got a lot of speed, this dog, and he's would be really used to jumping from the pink. This is his fifth straight Box 8 draw. Wins at Warrnambool and Shepherd, and recently Gareth have been absolutely outstanding. He should be very hard to hold out again tonight, race 7, number 8. Race 8, number 8, Al Cazador. Really like this greyhound. Recent runs have been great. He's been hitting the line really, really hard, including back-to-back wins at Warrigal. Handles a wide draw, and if he can get close enough to Hennessy, who's probably... is the class runner of the race. I think he's a big threat. So race 7, number 8 into race 8, number 8. Cranbourne Cup heats, we'll just go through these quickly. I like Fernando Mick in the first race, 5, number 4. Race 6, number 3, I think Shimmer Classic can bounce back after finishing down the track in the Bendigo Cup. Race 7, number 8, lots of chatter again from the Bendigo Cup. A fantastic run in second spot. I think Koblenz can bounce back. David Gill showed him the track a couple of weeks ago. He'll be short today. Track's playing very fast. It'll be interesting to see what he can run. Race 9, number 2, Keep It Black, I think will be hard to beat. Obviously, Quara Bale, we'd like to see her back in her best form. And I think the Tonk is drawn to win. He's about $1.75, Gareth, but for those having to play on the multi, if he's anywhere near his best, Tonk, he's just a pro, obviously, at this level, as you know. And I think he'll round out the six seats. Of course, the winners and the two fastest seconds go through to next week's final.
Hey, Georgie, I was thinking the other night, which is dangerous, Tigalong Tonk and Hushing Dusk. What a perfect mateship that would be.
Oh, you think that mating should just happen?
100%. Yep. The two people's dog of RSN Central, the two dogs that we love, coming together. Georgie thinks it's a terrific idea. Corey Grenfell joins us. Corey, hello to you. You there? G'day, Corey. How is the Tonk, mate? He's drawn box number 1 in the final heat of the Cranbourne Cup. It does look a nice race for him.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, him coming out of the red for once, would you?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I had to check twice whether that was right or not, but it is. So he gets box 1. He should win, basically, shouldn't he?
Yeah, it looks you know, a very winnable race. And him having the red, I'm just concerned that he might get up the track. Not being in the red for a while, but, you know, it's his box, so let's hope.
All right, then. How is he, mate? He's getting towards the back end of his career, but do you think he can still play a major part in some of the bigger races coming up?
Yeah, definitely. He hasn't lost anything. He's probably gotten better with age, to be honest. And you know, we had a chat the other day, and I think he could race strongly into the year and be the competitive like what last time, failed this time last year.
So we'll get on the Melbourne Cup, and your phone will start ringing, I've got no doubt, for the Tab Phoenix, because... I think he'd be a great dog for any of the slot holders. So, yeah, let's hope he wins tonight, mate. And then I would imagine he'll get a run in the Top Gun. And then it would be basically the same lead-up towards last, like from same lead-up what he did last year towards the Tab Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, definitely. I think shootout's obviously one of the races we'd like to go in again. And, you know, foot off field again, you know, for the best. That'll show where he's at. To the Phoenix as well, so that'll indicate whether someone wants to have us as their spot. And I think he's you know, he's raced the best dogs for so long now, and you know, he's beaten all the best dogs, you know, over the last 12 months as well. So I can't see why he would be a good proposition for someone to spot.
Outside of Tonk, yourself and Steph are flying at the moment. Do you have any winners for us today that we should be having a bet on?
I think all five of the runners today in the cup heads have all got a genuine chance if they do everything right.
Yeah.
Macaulay Bale and probably Kinson Bale, probably the two standouts if I had to tip them.
Yep.
Macaulay just, yeah, he went good at the track probably 6 months ago, so we'd expect him to be up forward.
All right, then $4.40 to Coley Bale, race 6, dog number 8. Go the Tonk, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Corey Grenfell there. We'll take a quick break. It's 11:48. Gold Trip, just repeating the news, is out of the WS Cox Plate. Brian Martin's just tweeted this. He's one of our great mates here on RSN Central. Johnny Tapp celebrates his 80th birthday, a legend of the racing game. So happy birthday, Tappy.